cardio kickboxing.
There are lots of places that you can record a podcast.
Right now, we're in the gym, and it's pretty noisy.
So we'll start in the front stance.
Yeah, there's a workout class over in the corner.
There's someone on one of those rowing machines over there.
And the weight machines, they make so much noise. I'm Alyssa Nadworny, and I'm a reporter here at NPR.
I'm Lauren Migaki, I'm an audio producer here at NPR, and this is the podcast.
You know, that one we make every week to help you win the NPR Student Podcast Challenge.
Right. Each week, we offer tips and tricks and behind-the-scenes glimpses into making a podcast. And today, we're talking about the secrets to great sound.
Because the thing is, when you're recording sound, the place you use is super important. So we wanted to be here in the gym, where it's pretty loud, to demonstrate what happens when the sound overpowers you.
Yeah, and I can't stand it anymore. It's so noisy in here. Can we go somewhere else?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. So we're back in the studio.
Oh, it sounds so much better.
Listen. Nothing.
We wanted you to hear the difference between the gym, where we were earlier, and
pretty noisy.
This beautiful, quiet studio.
Yes. Of course, we get it. Not everyone has access to a nice soundproof studio like we do here. You're recording your podcasts in classrooms, in cafeterias, maybe even outside.
And all of those spaces, they have specific sounds. So think about the cafeteria. You've got refrigerators humming, you've got people talking, maybe even yelling.
Even in a room that seems pretty quiet, like an empty classroom, has a lot of hidden noises. The fluorescent lights kind of have this little buzz. There could be a loud radiator in the corner.
On today's episode, we're going to offer some tricks to make sure no matter what you're working with or where you're working, you can make that space sound even better.
And before you bring out a microphone, you should use the first tool at your disposal, your ears.
You want to think of your ears like a microphone.
Everything that you're taking in and picking up, the microphone's going to pick up too. Mm. So if you're at a noisy gym with a treadmill and a yoga instructor and a sweaty guy grunting in the corner, that's all going to get picked up and it's going to be on your podcast.
But training your ear, it takes practice. Like it took a while for me to even get the sense of how to do that, to listen to the room.
Yeah, so I think now as a producer, like I know when I walk into the room, the first thing I'm noticing is, what do I hear? I can hear the hum of the air conditioning. Oh, that guy's tapping his foot over there. That's pretty annoying. And like this guy like just cleared his throat. So I want to think about how can I change either my environment to make it sound more peaceful and less disgusting? And how can I do that with the tools I have?
One of the people who does this really, really well is Don Gagne.
It's 4 p.m. on a weekday afternoon at a union hall in downtown Houston. About 200.
So Don is an NPR reporter covering political stories for NPR, and he's constantly traveling on the road, so he has to make studios wherever he is.
Don Gagne, NPR News, Charleston. Don Gagne, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Don Gagne, NPR News, Milwaukee.
And he has this one amazing trick to do it all.
Pillows are your best friend.
Lots and lots of pillows.
Like, do you think you've made a pillow fort in every state?
Oh, yeah. Well, probably.
So Don, takes these pillows and he builds them into a fort.
They can work at your house, in a bedroom, in your living room, in a home office, at school.
Before he starts to build, he does this really important thing. He just listens to the room.
So I walk in and I clap to hear how much it echoes, or I'll just say, hello, hello, hello. And it tells me how much work I need to do on that room to make it work.
Yeah, Don sounds okay there, but even there you can tell he sounds a little bit tinny. The room sounds a little echoey.
Yeah, the room wasn't that bad, but his pillows are going to make it even better. So he gets to work making his pillow fort. He stacks up a bunch of pillows on top of a desk.
He builds it on the desk?
Yeah, and this was a surprise to me because I thought we would be building on the floor or under a table.
Yeah, like when we were kids.
Exactly. But he doesn't like to do it on the floor. He likes to do it on the desk because he can sit up. Because when he's like bent over or crawling on the floor, his voice sounds like so squeezed in.
A little more
in.
Crumpled.
Exactly, yeah. And if he's comfortable and seated at a desk, then it's just a much more natural pose.
La, la, la.
Yes. I don't think he's doing that, but yeah, if he wanted to, it would sound pretty good.
Okay, so the pillow fort is basically built.
So he's sitting at the desk, and the pillow wall or fortress is in front of him against the wall.
Uh-huh.
And he's recording his voice into the pillows so that it kind of dampens the sound. It softens the sound.
Okay, so is the microphone, like, before the pillows?
The microphone is between the pillow wall and him. And cool. He's facing the wall. Like, not at all what I expected. But it sounds so much better.
Okay, for comparison, take a listen to when he talks away from his pillow studio.
So once I get in place, I might make a couple of adjustments. I'm listening for...
And now... Here's Into the Pillow.
For the Student Podcast Challenge, I'm Don Gagne, NPR News.
If you're having trouble imagining what this pillow fort looks like, you should go to our website, npr.org/studentpodcastchallenge. We've got a video that shows how Don constructed his fort. Yeah.
Okay, so what if you don't have a million pillows on hand?
The good news is you still have a million different ways to make sure that your sound sounds good.
Okay.
So in order to show you this, I want to first go somewhere where it's a little noisy.
God, I love going on field trips with Lauren. Ooh, it's cold out here.
And pretty noisy. But I brought you outside to show you a little trick that you can do to help make the sound a little less noisy.
All right, what is it?
Okay, I need you to take your coat off.
Oh, I knew it! Okay, it's cold, Lauren!
I'm sorry!
Okay, so right. Take off my coat, and then what do you want me to do with it?
I want you to put it over your head.
Okay, let's go under together.
I'm actually going to go under with you, yeah.
Oh, it's cozy in here.
Yeah, so now we're reporting live from under your coat.
Yeah, I can hear it a lot better. I mean, it's still kind of noisy, right?
Yeah, you can still hear some of the traffic, but it's a lot less noisy.
And you can focus a little bit more on our voices instead of the traffic.
Totally. And you wouldn't want to do this if you were doing a story about traffic. You want those noises then.
Because that's part of the scene.
Totally.
But this isn't about traffic.
No,
we're just trying to get good audio. It's a little bit tight in here, though. I couldn't imagine having a whole 8th grade class fit under here. Like, it's just you and me.
No, it definitely wouldn't work for a whole 8th grade class. But I have some other ideas for that. But let's go inside first.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so you brought me back inside. Thank goodness. It's so much warmer.
So much warmer.
Why'd you pick this room? Where are we?
So we're in a little room at NPR. It's like a little office that people duck into to have phone conversations. And the reason I picked it is because it's got a lot of plush surfaces, right? We're sitting on some soft chairs. There's some nice carpeting. Not a lot of really hard surfaces for our sound to bounce off. And it's also not huge. So
yeah, we're sitting pretty close to each other.
It's pretty cozy in here. So it's not bouncing off of surfaces like it was in the gym.
Or in a cafeteria or a big classroom with lots of desks.
Right.
Okay, so we've got like a soft carpet. We're sitting on these plush chairs. Mm-hmm. It's a small room. What's the science behind that? Why does that sound so much better?
Sound is just vibration through space.
That's Elizabeth Ockley. She's a sound engineer, and she works here at NPR.
And you think of like a pillow and all the fibers it has and all the like little holes and things like that. You know, just imagine like those little sound waves like weaseling in through those little holes and getting stuck in the pillow, right? Or into the curtains and just kind of like getting lost in that space.
So now that we understand what the little sound vibrations are doing and how to trap them, we can even add some things to this room to make it even better. We could add a tablecloth to this hard surface table.
Or a blanket or a coat. Like, it doesn't have to be a tablecloth.
Totally.
Just something soft.
Or you could do what Don does and build a pillow fort.
Yeah, we definitely need some pillows in here.
Definitely.
Okay, this week for extra credit.
Yay!
We want you to listen to the room you're in right now. Name five things that you can hear.
Yeah, and think about, would this be a good room to record my podcast in? Or are there some things that I could maybe, like, turn off that would make it sound even better? You should definitely send us pictures of your pillow forts.
Oh my gosh,
or
please.
Whatever you end up recording with.
And we'd love to see where you're recording your podcast. Is it in the cafeteria? Is it in your classroom? Is it outside? We'd love to know what you're dealing with. If you're looking for more information about the contest, go to npr.org/studentpodcastchallenge.
And stay tuned. We've got a bunch of episodes coming up that we're really excited about. One about how to ask great questions, another about how to use music in your podcast.
And we're going to talk to the judges and get the inside scoop on what they're looking for.
This week's episode was produced by Jeffrey Pierre. Thanks, Jeff. It was edited by Stephen Drummond. Our project manager is Aaron Register.
The music is by Sam D'Agostino. Neil Kruth is our general manager of podcasts. Chris Turpin is head of special projects and innovation. And the senior vice president of programming is Anya Grundman. I'm Alyssa Nadvorny.
And I'm Lauren McGaughey. Thanks for listening.